Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Otera style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Once again, Angela, we have somehow amazingly attracted some amazing people to us. I can't use the word amazing too much, but I'm very excited to have this person that we're going to have on. But I'll be honest, up until recently, I'd never met her before. I didn't know much about her. But so I'll let you kind of introduce how you got a hold of her or got to know her. And then I have one little thing before we jump into our interview. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, this is kind of fun for me today because I don't know her that well at all. What I know is just from stalking her online. And I was lucky enough to be on a call with her leaders. But I've known her for, I would say, about two, like I've known of her about almost 2 years, probably more than 2 years. But I met her on the Diamond page. I know that she had listened to our podcast before, and then I've just kind of followed her for a while, and we've been friends. So we're total social media friends, and that's really it. But I love the positivity that she brings, and you even said it before we got on. You're like, have you seen her Facebook page? And I said, yeah, we're friends on Facebook.
That's what I wanted to mention. Like, honestly, I don't really go through people's Facebook page ever. I don't go, oh, let me look at all their posts. I just kind of let them be friends, and I see their stuff once in a while. But like, I was like, okay, well, we're going to interview her. So I should probably do a little bit of research. And I found some really cool stuff. But one of the things I said to Angela today was, I said to you, was like, oh my gosh, this is a really good Facebook page. Yeah. Like, and the thing I love about it is all the smiles. There's so many happy people on there. And so if you guys want to know how your Facebook page should look, this is a fabulous example. And it's awesome. So maybe if you want to finish up and then go ahead and introduce.
So today we have on our show, Blue Diamond in our company, which is a beautiful rank to achieve. It's one of the top ranks and it requires you to have some, people who have owned their leadership. And so it takes quite a bit to hit this rank. And so Melissa Morgner, she is a Blue Diamond with doTERRA. She is in Bozeman, Montana. Which is so funny because I think I actually kind of got connected to Melissa when we had someone out in Bozeman, but they moved out. So I had put it out there, who's got teams in this area? And she had responded, and that was a couple years ago. So that's really how I came in contact with her. But I'm thrilled to talk to her because she does have that good grasp in this business of understanding that you have to let people go. But you have to still, you know, be able there to be mentoring with them, let them grow into their own person, show them how to be their own leader. So please welcome to our podcast, Melissa out in Montana. Hi, Melissa.
Hello, Angela and Eddie. Thank you so much for having me. It is I kind of am just like starstruck a little bit to think I'm on your podcast because I listen to your podcast way back when. And then when I hit Diamond, I was like scouring the Diamond page going, where are they? They've got to be diamonds. Like, we never talked about their rank, I don't think. And so I was just like, really? They're not diamonds. They will be soon. I know, because you guys are just rock stars and offer so much encouragement and just this voice of just this fresh reality of what this business is like. But yet you're so uplifting and encouraging. And I just love it. And my team loves you guys.
Oh, we're glad that we can have some benefit out there to somebody. And it's funny, a lot of people, when they were like you who had listened to us, they said, you're not diamonds yet. So we're like, nope, we'll get there. We'll get there. It'll happen. But, that's something I talk a lot about is, you know, diamond is not, it's not where rank is not, leadership is not a rank. It's a choice. Yes. And once you make that choice, you know, you're all in it, but, we're thrilled to have you on. We're absolutely thrilled. And we really just want to know who you are. We want to know your story, just like the people listening, because I think the stories really just inspire people beyond any education out there.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Yes. Oh, I would love to. So it all started about 4.5 years ago. It was like April 2012. And we had just moved to Bozeman. We'd only lived in Bozeman for about 5 months. And so we were waiting for our house in Santa Fe, New Mexico to sell. And so we rented a house. And our next door neighbor, Natalie Wysocki, she's now a Presidential Diamond.
Yes.
she hadn't started doing doTERRA yet, but just as she's starting to get into it, she's bringing all these oils and always talking about these oils and bringing me little samples. And she was just so excited about it. So she invited me to her first class. And I really didn't think I needed essential oils. Like I just thought I'd made like homemade baby wipes once many years ago and thought we'd use a few essential oils. Like I just didn't understand what they were going to do for my life. And so I said yes, really just to be a nice friend and neighborly. And when the class came around, it was my politeness that got me there. But I went to that class and it was a Saturday morning and I just thought, great, I can get out of the house. I've got six kiddos like you guys and was excited to just have a little break. And yet I'd had a sore throat that I'd had for a few days. And so when I went in, I'm telling her this and she hands me a bottle of En Garde and they're like, here, put a few drops on your tongue. And I did. And it was spicy. And I was like, wow. Okay. And so I sat there learning about these oils and within like 30 minutes, my sore throat was gone. And I realized, oh, I can't be skeptical. Like this stuff really does work. Like, now I'm going to have to get some of that. And I left going, how much is it retail? Like there, I just couldn't even get my hands on a price sheet just to go, just give me this stuff. Like, because we've got all these kids and, you know, sickness goes through a family with six kids, you know, I've got to get this. And then I thought, okay, my husband will kill me if I come home with a $41 bottle of essential oil. That was like the retail. And then when I realized like what we had been spending on things after someone had already had to have the misery of, you know, not feeling well for a week and ending up at a doctor, all that, I thought, wait a minute, that's not that much. And so I kind of came back around at it and thought, wow, like these oils really could change the way we take care of ourselves. And I knew Natalie, she was starting out with doing this as a business. And at the time that I was kind of, you know, toying around with getting oils and thinking about how they were going to be used in our family, there were like two other network marketing companies kind of like right in my face a little bit. And I had never had any experience with network marketing at all. Like I didn't know anyone who did it. I didn't even get invited to people's things. And so I'm like, that's interesting. Like, is God trying to tell me something? Like, let me look. And so as I looked at these different opportunities, one of them was really pricey, kind of toxic skincare that I thought, well, I can't afford it. I don't know if I know anyone who can either. So nix that off the list. And the other was stuff that I thought, well, I don't know that people need. It was a great cause, but it was products that people just didn't need very often. And so I thought, wait a minute, doTERRA, like these oils, it doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, old, young, like it didn't matter. Everybody could find an essential oil to use. And healthcare is such a hot topic. And more than ever, so many people are wanting to take care of themselves naturally and need these oils. And so I just thought, maybe I'm supposed to do something with this, but I'm an introvert. So like the idea of network marketing in a town that I'd lived in for 5 months, I just thought, wait, I need to go back. I lived somewhere for 16 years. That would have been the time that I should have like gotten into this when I actually had a network nearby. But I just kept saying yes to things. And I really felt like, okay, I knew I was supposed to do this. Our finances were so tight at the time. My mom actually helped me buy my first kit. They don't even have the kit I got anymore, but it's like the Natural Solutions kit. And I just thought, okay, I don't know how this is going to work, but I just knew I want to do this. I want to be part of this. I don't want to look back in a few years and wish I'd said yes. Like I really, and it so surprised me because I wasn't looking for something. I didn't know, you know, that I would be so intrigued with this. And so I just got started and I spent a little time kind of learning. I'm kind of that person that just, I didn't want to know it all, but I just wanted to get a firm footing. And I really thought, okay, I know six people in this town, like, okay, I'll invite them, but like, I don't know any people. And I'm a little introverted and I didn't, you know, I wasn't sure how this was going to look, but I had my first class and of those six people, one of them that I invited, I almost didn't even invite her. I was honestly too kind of shy or nervous to invite her. And I knew I was supposed to pick up the phone and call her. They'd been out of town. And I thought, you know, I don't even want to call. I'm just going to send her an email. She's probably not interested. I'd shared a sample and she didn't really even seem that interested. And then she shoots back an email and she's like, yes, I'd love to. And she turned out to be my rock star builder. Like she just took off and grew her business, hit every single rank ahead of me. And that was awesome. But that was amazing to have, and still is amazing. And she's a dear friend, but it took me a while to find other people who wanted to do this as a business. So I had this amazing team growing over here, and I thought, okay, I don't have to know all these people in Montana, because there goes that whole team, you know, exploding. And so I went back to Santa Fe, where I'd lived for years, and did classes there, and, you know, got the people who knew me, interested. And it just took me a while to find builders, to find people who wanted to do this with me.
Right.
And so I basically kind of set up my mom and my mother-in-law and built under them, because I was enrolling people like crazy. Like, I was sharing the oils and having classes and connecting with people and connecting on Facebook with people and just, you know, sharing like crazy. But it felt like, for me, the ranks came hard. Like, it felt like I was doing it myself, and it just took time to find. And then I did find people and put people kind of into those spots, and I had people fizzle out. People who maybe they didn't have a supportive spouse, or it just wasn't the right time, or the right, you know, there were just things. And I look back now at like the little rank planner sheets I did several years ago, who I thought these were going to be my silvers that are going to take me to diamond. These are going to be on these people. And like, nobody would know who those names are today. Like, those people aren't around anymore. So I feel like my business has had to be a lot of plan B's, because it didn't play out the way I kind of sat back and planned. And yet I love how doTERRA gives us so many plan B's. Yeah. And they can slow us down sometimes to go, okay, you're down here. Okay. If you're going to be this leader for me. But I've just learned to keep my mind focused on who's doing something, who do I want to work with, and get my eyes off what's not right on my team. Sometimes I have to say, look at certain things as though they're invisible, you know, and just, and so I feel like it's made me have to be really creative, and also just not investing so much, just assurance, thinking that this is the one, you know, just latching onto people, because I've had to kind of hold loosely, realizing like, okay, I thought this was a for sure. And you're kind of changing course here. And so it just makes me, take good care of the people that I have, and know that, you know, it's all about that relationship, and let people grow their business, you know, in the way that they want. But I made tons of mistakes in the beginning. Like, back when we started, people were doing PowerPoints. And so I would go to do someone's class, and I'm kind of techie, and I love the creative. I still love like putting together trainings and doing PowerPoints. Like, that's like an adult coloring book in my version. it's so relaxing to create all those things, but we did our classes like that. So I'd show up in someone's living room with my HDMI cord, my laptop, plugging into their TV. And while people loved the classes and left feeling like they had been to this great presentation and they'd learned so much, it wasn't duplicating people that were sitting there. And I'm sure this is why it took me a while to find builders, because what I was doing was so kind of slick and smooth. It was overwhelming. There were probably people thinking, I don't have a laptop. I don't know PowerPoint. I don't want to learn any of that. And so it really, I know now looking back that it stunted my growth. Like, we heard people talk about just using your tear sheets, but we really thought we were doing okay. So it was a growth transformation to kind of shift out of that kind of being too techie and just knowing so much, you know, making the classes kind of too long and too involved.
Yeah.
So it's like spending a lot of, I mean, you probably just like me, when you're going to do something, you want it to be big and you want it to be like spectacular, because that's who you are.
Yeah.
And we don't realize that there are so many people that aren't like that. Right. But those kinds of people can build massive business without having to be that way too, which I didn't know either. Like, so I get it.
Yeah.
I'm totally like that. I remember some of my first classes I ever taught, where I went into my story and it was like a production, you know, and, you know, like 10 minutes of my story. And I'm just like taking them this part and taking them to this part. And I didn't know what I was doing was literally destroying our business. I was on the road and everything. So I get it.
Yeah. It's fun. Like, there's personal gratification in that, because it's kind of an art. And not everybody has that, but it, like, if you're, you know, do some, get that art out in some other way that isn't so much related to doTERRA business, because, and I have to look for ways, honestly, some of my best classes were where, like, we had major tech difficult, like, where things went wrong, because I think it showed people, like, oh, they're just human. They don't have this amazing skill set. So, we're simple now. There's no PowerPoints. There's no HDMI cords. We're just tear sheets. But
I love it. I love it.
Just... So then I want to ask there, again, keeping it simple, because I drive that home with so many people all the darn time. So tell me what it, your most duplicable, your most duplicable class is for people. What would you say?
Keeping it simple with a tear sheet. Like, I really just teach a very basic class and just keep it focused on the oils, and not even sharing too many oils, not even sharing too many stories about oils.
Okay. It's just enough for people to be able to latch on to something and not get overwhelmed with everything. Okay. Do you, I want to add another, ask another question to that. Do you bring up the business when you teach a basic class? And if you do,
how? I do. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about that. I'd love to know.
Every time. I really weave it into when we're wrapping up, because I want people to see, first of all, the whole thing and just like, wow, it's simple. And even though I could teach a class with my eyes closed, I make myself look and read off that tarot sheet, because it reminds people, like, oh, look, to do this business, you just have to read these sheets. That's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. And so at the end, though, I will mention that, you know, especially when we're talking about the memberships, you know, I'll say, now that Wellness Advocate membership, that's the same membership I have. And so you may not be thinking you want to grow a business, but if the idea, once you get your oils, you will not be able to help but share these with other people, because all of a sudden your neighbor will come down with something and you'll be over there with your oils because you love them and you know they work.
I love it.
So why not earn a little extra money?
Creating that expectation.
Right. Whether you want to earn enough money to just get your oils paid for, or maybe you want to earn enough for a fabulous vacation for your family or a six-figure income, those are all possibilities.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
That's so important.
That is great. I love that. And I love that we're letting them know, hey, you're going to love these so much. You're going to be telling people about it. That is going to happen. I love that. That's awesome. Just kind of implanting that too, because it's true. And that's the thing too, when people take the smaller kits, I always say, look, if you feel like you need to take the smaller kit, I'm just warning you right now, you're going to be kicking yourself later that you didn't get the bigger one, but you do what you got to do. Right. That's awesome.
So you basically started from the beginning in the business.
Yes. Yeah, I knew when I enrolled that I was going to do this as a business. And I didn't know it was going to go as big as this. I really just wanted to make like $500, $1,000 a month. Like, that was going to rock my world. Because my husband's in real estate. And so we had just survived the real estate meltdown.
That's right.
Okay. Wow, that's right. 2012. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we had just gone through that. He'd been in real estate and been very successful for a lot of years, but that meltdown just, and then we moved markets. And so he was starting over in a new market, even though he still did things and still does back in Santa Fe. It was just the shift. And I thought, you know, six kids, like, we don't go out to dinner. We don't go to the movies. Like, I want money so my kids could do, you know, the swim team, or they could take gymnastics, or that was what got me started. And that was kind of my why for just getting going.
So that was a rough, so just like most people, it seems like doTERRA came into your life right on time. Like, the perfect time.
Perfect. And the funny thing was, when we were looking for houses, we kind of thought, well, maybe we could buy a house up there. The trip that we took, and no one wants to sell you a house when you still own another house, especially not after the real estate meltdown, which that was a good thing. But Bozeman is a hot town for rentals. So there was only one house that was available to rent, and that was it. And we took it right then and there. And that was right next to Natalie, who, I don't know who I heard, you know, I don't know. It still gives me goosebumps thinking about just like, God knew just what was supposed to happen and who I was supposed to meet. And we used to joke that it was doTERRA Heights, because we just all would sit outside talking about oils and talking about doTERRA like all the time.
That is so funny.
That is amazing. I hope everybody, the listeners, if you didn't catch that, go back and listen to that. That is absolutely amazing. One house available.
Uh-huh.
And it happened to be that one at that right time. That's not actually too different than our story where we moved next to some diamonds. But I love it, Melissa. I'm just curious, who taught your first class? Was it you?
Natalie taught the first class, and it was one of the first ones that she had taught by herself.
Okay, really?
And he was really nervous. I'd done a lot of public speaking and stuff, so I wasn't as nervous, but she was going to teach it. Uh-huh. And he was so nervous that afterwards she's like, I felt so bad your people were there. Like, and so then after that, I went back to New Mexico to teach classes there, and I just taught my class, and I just, you know, I practiced and practiced, you know, I wanted to, it wasn't so that I'd be perfect, and I still encourage people to practice, but I think it's so that you feel confident, because when we're like, oh my gosh, I don't remember, what is this part about? I can't remember, what do I say about the supplements? But if we practice it, then we feel confident. So we don't have to look really slick and like a great presenter, but it's really more for our own peace of mind, knowing, oh, I know what I say here, or this is how I transition to the end. This is what I say before I wrap it up.
That is awesome. And I can guarantee a lot of people don't do that enough. Maybe if you could, so you practice it, could you kind of give us a little bit of idea, like how often, did you have like a ritual or something when you practice?
I practiced a ton before that first class. Like I had, and I'm one of those people, like I'm a writer by trade. And so like I wrote out exactly because I didn't do as well. And like, then I could read through it. I could talk through it.
Wow.
And then I'd sit there and have my kids sit there and listen. I'd practice by myself. I don't think I did it in front of the mirror, but like I would just sit there and practice by myself. And I'd think, oh no, that sounds dumb. Let me try that again. Okay.
Awesome. That is huge. So I mean, I can guarantee a lot of people would benefit if they started doing that. Okay. Not, I think a lot of people think that, like you or even us or other people, just kind of go up there and just talk like we know what we're talking about. I can guarantee my first class, I knew almost nothing, but I try to play it off like I knew everything. Oh yeah, I got this. And you know, it's not true. Right? But I love it. So practicing, writing down everything, and the transitions was the biggest part for me, was having
yes. Mm-hmm. And just going, so to wrap it, you know, like it needs to sound like you, but it needs to have a good flow so that the people sitting there get a sense of that. But that confidence that we want at a class and that people see it with us, you know, as leaders, people are like, oh, I want that. That comes from experience. That comes from teaching hundreds of classes. So you can look at top leaders and see like, oh, they're so good. Like, you know, my first classes weren't, you know, so good. I've still had classes that, you know, or when tear sheets change, yes. That's when I really like feel new. I'm just like, oh my gosh, this doesn't flow. My class is in my brain this way. And so it's just, I still practice, you know, if I'm changing things up a little bit. So
thank you for saying that.
Yeah, that's gold, man. That is gold.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are. You still have to practice. You still have to move yourself forward. And I think that, like you said, a lot of people look at top leaders who have been doing this for years and they see that leader. They don't see the leader that has done hundreds. I mean, when people say, how many classes until I'm good? I'm like, after your 100th class, let's reevaluate. But until then, just keep going.
Exactly.
We did a podcast on this about, let's see, being accused of being a natural. And I was like, there's no natural about this. It's been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of classes. And that is when you have the confidence and the clarity to present your passion, is that after all that practicing. So I just love that you said that you still practice, because it's so true.
That's awesome.
And people can't skip that part. They can't skip that repetition, the practice. They can't.
Right, because then they show up and it falls flat, or no one enrolls, or they get scared and they forget to do the clothes or whatever, and then the message they believe is, I can't do this.
Yes.
And you know, like that's not true. Like you have to practice enough to where you feel good. And it's not that you have to sit back and practice for 3 months before you can have your first class. Like that's not what it's about either. But I think being okay with failing and being okay with like not being perfect for a good long while, and just, you know, getting out there and committing to making yourself better.
That's so true. I love right. that. So I was reading on doTERRA every day about you because I didn't pull a magazine, but you went to your first convention at Elite. Is that right?
Yes. I had only been in for about 6 months.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And it was there that you realized this was bigger?
Yes, because I had just hit Elite, and my hitting Elite caused my upline, Natalie, to go silver, and her hitting silver caused her upline, Casey Vaudrey, to go diamond. And so I really felt like, ooh, like I was instrumental in all of that.
Wow. But
like I saw this big picture, and we got to see Casey walk. Back then it was a red carpet. It wasn't lavender yet, but we got to see her walk the red carpet, and that just standing there and throwing confetti and just like seeing all these people and all kinds of people, different, you know, age groups and backgrounds, that you just saw this variety, that there wasn't this cookie cutter diamond. And I stood on the side of that carpet that day and thought, I'm doing this. Like we totally can do this. We thought we'd be there the next year, which we weren't, but you know, that vision for what it could be like. And that's why I'm so crazy about getting as many people as I can to gala, because you really get a sense of just this big picture of what doTERRA's, you know, can be as a business.
Yeah. Seeing the kind of people that you're working towards. Do you want to be like those kinds of people? And when you see them and you're like, I totally want to be like those people. They're amazing people. That's what I'm working towards. I love that.
Well, I love that you actually saw how you played a part in your diamond at that time, walking the purple carpet. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people realize their piece of the puzzle and how important they are. I think sometimes they feel like it's them all by themselves, you know, being this separate thing sitting over there instead of part of the whole puzzle. And it makes a lot of people feel lonely. It makes them feel sad. It makes them feel like they're not enough. But when they can see that they are part of this huge, I keep saying puzzle. I think there's more drive, more push, right? Yeah. Wouldn't you say? Right. I mean,
yeah, no, it was super exciting. And I knew I wanted that for my leaders. Like I knew, okay, for me to hit diamond, that means all these people are silver and all these people are elites. And that's what drives me now to keep going, because, you know, you can get a comfortable, you know, blue diamond paycheck and just sit back and enjoy that. But if I'm not continuing to grow, then that means that I have leaders that I'm showing what it looks like to stall out and just sit back and take a nice big break, and that they're not, and not that they all need me to, you know, hit their ranks. Like they're going to do it with or without me. Those who are really going to take this all the way. But
yeah.
I want to see them have those breakthroughs, because I knew for me, I had a frontline leader who hit every rank before me. And so for a while, diamond kind of felt like this thing that was happening all around me, because my upline and my upline's upline and my frontline, like there were all these diamonds and above around me, and I wasn't there yet. And so, and I felt like I was at silver for a long time and gold. I was really at gold for a very long time. And then I think I hit platinum once, and then the next month went diamond. So it just felt like, do I have what it takes? Like, am I getting closer? Like, is it, you know, there's just so many doubts that can creep in.
Yeah.
It just took a lot of focus on mindset and just personal growth to really keep pushing toward my goals.
It's awesome.
I love it. Yes, absolutely.
We can wrap up the whole podcast on that. Like that is awesome.
It's true. So you just said it. What's your biggest factor for your wanting to keep going now? Is it others?
It really is. It's others, but I also, there's more freedom I want for my family. Like I want, you know, we definitely got to where, you know, a huge part of my why initially was just taking, you know, once I made the 500 to 1,000 a month, then I was like, okay, I really want to make enough that I could take the stress off. Because when you're self-employed, like that just, you know, and in real estate, I don't know that ever really goes away. And so I wanted to take that stress off my husband so that we could just sit back and just be able to enjoy our kids and our family, and to travel and to just have experiences. And so now I think there's some bigger experiences we want to have and some bigger travel and some things like that, that we want to do. And, you know, with six kids, it takes a little more. So,
yeah.
but I also want to keep helping my leaders discover like their passion and what their course looks like for this. And I really do believe that even though the things we all do to get there is very much the same, I think the way people do it can be very different and really tap into someone's individual passion. And I look at like the things I was passionate about before doTERRA was ever here. Like I've gotten to use those gifts and talents in my business. So that's why my business might look different than someone else's business. And like everyone's business can look different because of that background and that passion and talent they bring. And I think people should totally just tap into that because that's what makes this fun. That's what makes it kind of, you know, come alive.
I agree.
I love that. It's great when your people in your business are proving that there's more than one way to do it. Mm-hmm. It excites me. I'm, you know, it opens us up to more people, different types of personalities that you come across. You're like, it makes it easier for me to go, look, I don't think this person would ever do network marketing, but I would love to see them come in and prove me wrong.
Right.
That'd be great. You know, so we give them a shot. We can, here he is, you know, give him a presentation, give him a chance to accept it or not. It keeps me from being closed off to any personality or any type.
Yeah.
So brilliant. All right. Well, I love awesome. It. This is a great episode so far. All right. So we're going to transition now into to this great opportunity. We love this great book where a friend of ours wrote called Best Worst First. She basically just wanted to learn about network marketing and wrote a book about it. And that's how she figured out about network marketing. And she would ask these great leaders around the world these three questions that I'm going to ask you now. So, Melissa, the first of the three questions we're going to ask you, can you hear us okay? There's a little bit of a connection problem.
You good?
We're good still?
Not great. You're frozen on my side, but can you hear me okay?
We can hear you now.
We can hear you okay. Fine now. All right, here we go.
We good?
So the first, are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. The first question is, when starting a network marketing business or just overall and early on, what is the best thing that a person can do?
I really think the best thing is to discover your why. Discover why you want to do this. Like what's it going to help you create or achieve in your life? We'll be able to overcome so much more because we know where we're going. And those reasons are so much clearer to us than things like rank. Rank doesn't mean anything when you're starting out because you don't have a sense of, you know, what's special about that. Yeah. But if you know, I want to do this because I want to quit this job, or I want to do this and be successful because I want to pay off this debt or take this vacation with my family, whatever it is, like that means something really deep to us. And so I think discovering your why and really thinking long-term as you get going. But I think sometimes in the beginning, we can't think quite a long-term yet, but I think realizing like, it's not going to be this quick flash in the pan. Like it's going to happen. You're going to get there. You're going to do it, because then people start to judge themselves as failures when it doesn't happen as fast as they think.
Right on.
So good.
Okay.
So good.
And I love that. And when you have your why, the ranks mean something to that. I never thought of it that way, but that makes total sense. So now elite has a different meaning for you. You know, silver has a different meaning. Gold has a different meaning. It's not just a number and an income that goes with it. Brilliant. Okay. So you should ask this one.
So let's go opposite of that. And let's talk about the worst thing you could do.
Okay. The worst thing you can do is get stuck in training mode.
Oh, thank you.
This is one of the things that, for me, I'm kind of a personal development junkie. So even when I started, I would listen to like daily mentor calls. I would just listen to all these different calls, but I did it like while I was cleaning my kitchen. I did it like at 10 o'clock at night when my kids were in bed and I was just tidying up. And honestly, my house got cleaner because I did. But I have seen people get stuck in that during like prime time hours. And so there's hours in the day when we can connect with people and we can be out there and sampling and following up with people, making phone calls. And if we are stuck in training mode, that doesn't happen. We keep going, oh, well, I could learn and I could, like, you just have to get out there and do the things. Like the training, there's still training. I could get stuck in training mode. Like there's so much training. And back when I started, there wasn't there wasn't a tenth of what there is now. Like there just wasn't, but you can just spend way too much time. And I think sometimes people have a hard time saying, I'm going to stop. I'm going to ignore the training that my upline's posting on our Facebook group. I'm going to stop, you know. And if you're a junkie and just can't get enough, then listen during non-prime time hours.
That's awesome.
While you're driving or while you're folding laundry or while you're cleaning the kitchen or times that you can't be doing business, layer it onto something else like that.
Brilliant. That's
perfect.
That's really
great.
That is a great idea.
Such a necessary tip because it is, it's rampant right now because there is so much available now, especially in our world of essential oils, even on just product alone, there is so much.
Angela and I actually launched a website where people can come on and get some trainings from us, but I have specifically made it so that there's very few trainings in there and they're short.
Right.
And they're designed to get results. And so that's the way we've gone through. I've bought so much training. Yeah. I spent thousands of dollars on trainings. And I go through them and I love them, but the problem I have with them is it's too much. It's long, right. And it's just a little too much. So I figure, you know what? It's got to be simple, small, short, to the point, like what's on our website, yeah. And then go move, go do.
Give your development 10% of your time and then put a lid on it and lock that up.
I love it. And don't do it during the times when you could be doing exactly. Other things that are income producing. Awesome.
Yeah.
Huge. Never really thought of it that way, but I love it. Okay. Last one. So, I just came up to you. I love these oils. I want to do network marketing. I've never done it before. I don't know anything about it. What is the first thing I should do?
Let's schedule a class.
Oh, yes. Just get moving.
Let's just have a class.
I love it.
Let's have a class. In the past, I think there were times that I'd say, well, let's sit down. Let's discover your why, which that's important. Like, let's do that in the first month for sure. But like the first thing, like, let's not get bogged down in details. Let's just go do a class so that we can ride that wave of your excitement and you're going to invite your friends and I'm going to teach you as we do it instead of I'm going to teach you and then we're going to do it because you're holding their hand as they're getting started and you're just going to tell them what to do each little step. But that excitement is what you want them to get out there and be interacting with people on the heels of just that enthusiasm that they have for doing this.
All right.
And don't have to know it all.
No. So just be in action. First,
yeah,
right be in action.
Have a class. Your friends will get there. People can spend so much time learning about all this and understanding placements and they don't even have anyone to place yet. Like there's no point in like doing all this and like understanding how you'll react in every scenario. Get out there and have some scenarios of your own. Then we'll talk about how, you know, the complicated ones. What do we do about that? Like, let's have some real problems instead of like thinking through what the potential problems could be.
Oh, I love that. That's great, right? Don't create problems by doing. Okay, so do and then learn.
Yeah, do.
Yes.
Do and then learn. Brilliant.
So true.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Best thing to do, know your why, discover it, find it out. Worst thing you need to do is train when you should be doing.
Stuck in training.
Right? And then do first, learn second.
Yeah. Get your classes.
Awesome.
Get your meeting out there. Dang. Do it. Action. Mm-hmm.
We need to send this. We're going to post this episode a little bit later down the road, but I think we need to send this to our team right now.
I liken it to like revving your engine or are you going somewhere? And so like the training is just like sitting at the light revving your engine. And like how long you can do that before that creates a problem? Like you want to be going somewhere.
Create burnout, right?
Right.
And
yeah,
you don't
exactly.
go anywhere and you're done.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that part of the analogy, Eddie. That's great.
That? See, there's truth in everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people even run out of gas at that stop.
Right. Exactly. They do. They go, oh my gosh, it's going to be so hard. There's so many aspects.
There's a PowerPoint presentation in there
that's
right
so
there.
True.
Just have a picture of a
you're
car.
Right. I can tell.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I like to do it.
I love it. In fact, I think there's even, you can probably get video of those drag races where they spin their wheels right before the race begins and they're just like burning rubber. This is great. I love that. Okay. You've inspired me on this one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we're great on this one. I would love for you maybe just wrap up with just a kind of like a final thought.
Yeah.
For everyone to just kind of hang on to right before we wrap up this episode.
You know, I think everyone who wants to do this, who wants to do doTERRA, who wants to build a network marketing business, if that's your heart's desire and you just do the next thing and don't try to have it all figured out and you get out there and start and you keep your mindset on the long term and you keep personal growth as part of it. Again, during kind of the non-business hours, or I read like while I'm eating by myself, like my kids are at school at lunchtime. So I'm reading. I've got podcasts. In fact, I listened to you guys last night when I, or night before last, listened to half of a podcast, walking the dog. The next morning, the other half, walking the dog. And like just keeping growing, I think there's nowhere you can't go in this business. But you've got to take that 100% responsibility for getting yourself there and just get in action doing the things that grow a business.
That's it. Just nailed it. Brilliant. Action and it, just, yeah, go for it.
Melissa, you can drop that mic now. That was amazing.
We definitely appreciate you coming on, sharing the
whole thing.
It's just goodness and letting people know that your story is it's personal, it's yours, and despite the ups, in spite of the ups and downs and the not finding builders as fast as you want to, you still are doing it and you're still in action and you're still growing and you're one of the elite in the company. And I love that. I love that it doesn't matter. So it's so appreciated on so many levels, seriously. So thank you.
You know, Melissa, you just reminded me, for me, when I first, I'll share this with you because I think you'll appreciate it. It's like, for me, when I was working in the corporate industry, I was doing really well for 7 years. I was promoted 5 times. So I was growing really fast and, you know, heading in a direction, but I had a problem when I noticed that there were people that I was trying, whose jobs I was trying to get. I didn't really respect them. I didn't like them. I didn't feel like they had the same kind of values I did, which was like on family time and so on. And so it caused a lot of friction with me and with doing what I was doing. Having you on this podcast, I hope, is just another reason for people to see, look, you can be, this is the kind of person you can be and be really successful, really wealthy, and be humble and be a mom with a big family, and just be the kind of person that people want to be like. So I appreciate you so much, because now hearing your story and getting to know you, just another confirmation that me personally, am in the right business and I'm heading in the right direction. So thank you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It is an honor to get to be on your podcast. You guys are just accomplishing a great mission in the doTERRA world and the network marketing world, just keeping it real. And I think it just, you're such an inspiration to so many, including me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to wrap it up right now and close it out. So thank you so much again for being on. We appreciate you and all of you listening. Thank you guys for listening, and take it to heart and just go own your businesses and get to work and love every phase of it. So for Mama's Little Biz podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.